You're listening to CJSF 90.1 in Burnaby, British Columbia, broadcasting from the unceded territories of the Coast Salish peoples.
You have tuned in to Open Mic on CJSF Radio, broadcasting on 90.1 FM from Burnaby Mountain, BC.
It is 10 a.m. on September 14th, 2025. Welcome to episode 36 of the Steve Chong Show in 2025, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be another set of independent music commentary on SFE Athletics, feature on the 2025 Northwest League Championships, report on the SFU Red Leafs hockey, updates on the Man Cup 2025, and the latest on the Surrey Police transition. First up is Melts with 2L, Dim Dwiwaith with Guy Rial Bok. That was Jarial Bok from Melts, Dim Dwiwaith. Next up is Marable State's Hallucinating Love. The tune is Passing Cloud. I would like to comment on SFU Athletics at this time. On September 8th, the Great Northwest Athletic Conference honored two Red Leafs with Player of the Week awards. Logan Remington of volleyball, who had a record 18 blocks, 3 solo, 15 block assists in SFU's 5-set win over San Francisco State last Friday, and Derek Abel of men's soccer, who played all 180 minutes as a midfielder in the Red Leafs' two games and scored SFU's third goal in their 4-4 tie against Westmont last Saturday. Furthermore, the Red Leafs volleyball were named as the GNAC Team of the Week as it went 3-0 last week, including a 15-0 win in the fifth set against the San Francisco State Gators last Friday. On September 10th, the SFU Women's Basketball released their jersey numbers on their Facebook and Instagram pages. Three games were on tap for September 11th, featuring volleyball and both SFU soccer teams. First with the Red Leafs volleyball, as they tripled up the host California State Golden Eagles 3-1, the opening match of the Cal State LA Invitational at University Gym in Los Angeles, California, where SFU was led by Natalie Lemoyne-Sell with 2 blocks, 15 kills, and Megan Hawkins with 2 aces, 1 block, 11 kills. Later on, the Red Leafs men's soccer fell to the visitors Stanislaus State Warriors 3-0 in SFU Stadium at Terry Fox Field. Stanislaus opened the scoring 5-0-1 into the game on Geraldo Florestelli. And scored his second of the night at 18-11, both on SFU's Jordan Thorson. The Warriors scored their third goal at 82-51 from Chris Barnes, as his backstop Angel Ruiz Hernandez made just 2 saves on the Red Leafs, while Jordan Thorson surrendered 3 goals on 4 shots. Later on, the SFU Women's Soccer shaded Chico State 1-0 at University Soccer Stadium in Chico, California, where Kara Scott eluded Claire Schnabel at 85-47 as the Red Leafs pumped 10 shots on the Wildcats' net, while SFU's Sarah Lowen confronted just 2 Chico State shots. There were 3 events on September 12th. Both Red Leafs cross-country teams competed in the Biola Invitational at Craig Regional Park in Fullerton, California, where times were in minutes and seconds. The women's competed first in a 5K race, where 2 SFU runners finished in top 3 as Rachel Watkins charged in at 17:46.1 to win, 7.2 seconds ahead of Bethany Mapes of Biola, followed by Rhea Makanovich at 18:08. The Red Leafs finished second overall as a team with 51 points, as Salin Tasimir finished 12th at 18:36.9, 12 points. Veronica D, 18th at 18:43.8, 17 points per Sherilyn Gomez, finishing 15th as an unattached runner, and Dana Thompson at 19 at 18:44.8 to round out the top 5 for SFU, which was only behind the host Biola Eagles with 43 points, who had top 4 runners. Who had its top 4 runners in the top 10, as 15 schools fielded at least 5 runners each, 18 in total. Later on, the men's competed in an 8K race, where the Red Leafs finished 6th with 132 points, led by Benjamin Schoening, who earned 18th at 24:58.5 for 16 points, Peter Kunka 20th at 25:5.07 for 20 points, Braden All, 22 at 25:08.07 for 22 points. Jacob Arwani, 38th, 25:36.9 for 36 points. And Maverick Rakola, 41st at 25:36.6 for 38 points. as Grand Canyon and the Masters had runners below top 5, placing between 35 and 40th. Let me take a look. This could be wrong here. I'm just going to take a look here. Just a minute, please. This is particularly for Benjamin Shoney. Maybe I got it wrong. I could definitely... Correction. Benjamin Schoening, who led the SFU Red Leafs men in the 8K cross country at Biola Invitational, placed 16th at 24:58.5 for 16 points. Later on, the SFU Volleyball took on Cal Poly Pomona, ranked tied for number 19th, where the Red Leafs tripled up the Broncos 3-1 at University Gym in Los Angeles, California. Two games were on tap for September 13th. Men's soccer were shaded by Chico State 1-0 as Sam Addo eluded Jordan Thorson at 29-23, and Weston Joyner stopped all three Red Leafs shots while Thorson allowed one goal on four Wildcat shots in SFU Stadium at Terry Fox Field. Later on, the Red Leafs volleyball tripled up the Colorado Mesa Mavericks 3-1 at University Gym in Los Angeles, California. One game is on tap today as the women's soccer takes on San Francisco State. The kickoff in San Francisco is at 11:30 a.m.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. Simon Fraser University, the 1960s. In the earliest days of SFU, a renegade unlicensed radio station begins broadcasting around campus. 1974. Volunteers establish the Simon Fraser Campus Radio Society, which operates CJSF to this day. 1985. The station obtains a cable license, bringing CJSF to a wider audience. And we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
Here are the current men's soccer standings in the Great Northwest Athletic Conference on NCAA Division II. No intra-conference games have been played as of yet. Northwest Nazarene is first at 3-0-1. Western Oregon, 2nd, 3-1. Seattle Pacific, 3rd, 1-1-2. Simon Fraser, 4th, 0-2-2. Western Washington, 5th, 0-3-1. And St. Martin's, last, 0-4.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. During the 80s and the 90s, CJSF would come into its own as a serious platform for independent artists and a forum for people to express ideas not present in the mainstream media. Summer 2002, CJSF receives a license from the Canadian Radio Telecommunications Commission to broadcast over the FM airwaves. February 13th, 2003, 7 p.m. CJSF goes on air at 90.1 FM, and we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
Here are the current women's soccer standings within the Great Northwest Athletic Conference. Much like the men's, women's have not played any interconference games as of yet. Simon Fraser is first at 2-0-1. Central Washington is second, 1-0-1. Western Oregon, third, 2-1-1. Seattle Pacific, fourth, 1-1-1. Montana State Billings, fifth, 1-2, much like Northwest Nazarene and St. Martin's. Meanwhile, Western Washington is last at 0-1-2.
CJSF is looking for new volunteers to come in and make radio. No experience is necessary. You can learn to DJ, edit sound, produce news, make posters, and host your own show. Come out to a weekly station orientation to get involved. Orientation times can be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
Here are the current women's volleyball standings within the Great Northwest Athletic Conference. Simon Fraser is first at 6-0. Alaska Anchorage and Alaska Fairbanks are tied for second with 9-1 records each. St. Martin's is fourth at 7-1. Western Washington, fifth, 6-1. Seattle Pacific, 5-3. Central Washington, 7th, 4-3. Montana State Billings, 8th, 1-3. Northwest Nazarene, 5th, 1-6. And Western Oregon, last, at 1-7.
If you're a regular listener of this show or other shows on CJSF, we'd love to hear from you. Tell us about what you like and why you like it, as well as ways we can improve our programming. To leave comments, please email cjsfprog@sfu.ca or call 778-782-4423. This information can also be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
I would like to feature the Northwest League at this time. It is a high A league, three levels below Major League Baseball. The 2025 Northwest League Championship Series kicked off on September 9th, featuring the first half division winner, Everett Aqua Sox, and the second half winner, Eugene Emeralds, at PK Park in Eugene, Oregon. The Aqua Sox got on board in the top of first on Charlie Pagliarini's solo shot off Greg Ferrone, scored another run in the third for a 2-0 lead, but the Emeralds scored a run in the bottom half. Everett jumped to a 4-1 lead with two runs in the fifth when Eugene scored once in the bottom half and tied a game at four in the eighth on Parks Harbor's two-run jack off Calvin Shapiro, which also forced extra innings. While the Aqua Sox and Emeralds exchanged one run each in the 10th, Everett exploded for four runs in the top of 11th, which was more than enough to offset Eugene's lone run in the bottom half, as the Aqua Sox bested the Emeralds 9-6 for a 1-0 lead. Game 2 in the best of 5 series was on September 10th. Also at PK Park, where Eugene doubled up Everett 4-2, highlighted by the Emeralds' two-run rally in the bottom of 6, and capped off by Luke Schilliger's solo shot off Lucas Kelly in the 8th, which was more than enough to overcome the Aqua Sox two runs in the top of 9th, as Eugene tied the 2025 Northwest League Championship Series at 1 with Everett. The series shifted from Oregon to Washington on September 12th for Game 3 at Funko Field. Sorry, I'm just trying to make this as correct as possible. Where the visitors Emeralds jumped out to a 3-0 lead in the top of first on Charlie Ciccone's 3-run jack off Evan Truitt, but Johnny Farmello hit a triple in the bottom half and hit a game-tying two-run home run in the third, both off Cesar Perdomo, as the Aqua Sox tied the game at 3 after 3 innings. Everett piled on in the 5th with 3 runs, followed by another 2 runs in the 7th for an 8-3 lead over Eugene, who scored 2 runs in the 8th to close the gap to 8-5, which was the final score, as the Aqua Sox grabbed a 2-1 series lead over the Emeralds at Everett's Funko Field, which also hosted Game 4 on September 13th, where Charlie Pagliarini put the host Aqua Sox on board in the bottom of first with a solo shot off the Emeralds' Charlie McDaniel. But the visitors Eugene fired back with 3 runs in the top of second, right after which Ty Pete hit the Aqua Sox second solo home run in the bottom half, also off the Emeralds, Charlie McDaniel, who surrendered his third home run of the game in the third on Luis Suibel's two-run jack, which turned out to be the eventual game-winning hit, as Everett tacked on a run in each of the 7th, 8th, and doubled up Eugene 6-3. The Everett Aqua Sox are the 2025 Northwest League champions.
Listen to music and podcasts from CGSF 90.1 FM with our radio app. It's on-the-go listening made easy. You can tune into all our music, spoken word, and multicultural shows using your device. Our app lets you set reminders so you'll never miss your favorite show again. Stay connected to CGSF 90.1 FM through our community radio app. Download the app from the Apple Store or get it on Google Play.
Volunteering at CGSF 90.1 FM is a great experience and is easy to get started. So I'll tell you a little bit about it in the hope that you reach out. As this station is run almost entirely by volunteers, you have a variety of ways to get active at CGSF. Every department can use a little bit of help. Arts and entertainment. Well, you can write and produce reviews, conduct interviews of local musicians, the music library, acquiring, organizing, reviewing, and compiling charts. Public affairs. Interviewing groups, attending events, recording lectures. Public relations, postering, graphic design, and programming. You can host your own show or work on a collective. Production, audio editing, and PSA building. And once you feel comfortable, you can even volunteer to help the volunteers. So volunteer with us at CGSF 90.1. Email us at vol4cjsf@sfu.ca.
Welcome back. The third act is Marinero's La La La. Here is Hollywood 10.
The click clack of a typewriter, like the sound of a tap dancer. There's no way to redraft history. Have you no sense of decency? Thank you.
Welcome to the second half of episode 36 in the 2025 Steve Chong Show, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be more independent music, report on the SFU Red Leaps hockey, updates on the Man Cup 2025, and the latest on the Surrey Police transition. First up in the second half is the fourth band of the hour. Mafalda Minonizzi's Reophonic with Sodenko Samba.